Good morning, Tim. Honored WCKM Sports. Quick sportscast. Let's see. Last night, Yankees lose 4-0. The Mets, they fell to Atlanta 6-3. And Tampa Bay, they beat Boston 6-2. WNBA playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals. New York all over Indiana 84-67. Take the opening game in that series. And tonight, in Thursday Night Football, Washington visiting the New York Giants. I won't be watching. And both of us take Washington the rest
of
the game.
We'll find out tomorrow morning.
The rest of the gang taking the crew from the New York Giants.
Yeah, well, that's their problem.
We'll see what happens.
That's not ours.
That is CKM Sports.
Dan Minor reporting.
Well, it is 7 minutes after 8 here at 98.5 CKM, and you know what happens every Thursday morning at this time.
Yeah.
Janice joins us from the O'Brien Insurance Agency. Good to see you, Janice.
Good to see you guys. I'm sorry I missed you last week. I had a continuing education class.
Did you get any smarter?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
There was hesitation there. There was some hesitation.
What was your grade?
No, there's no grade. Oh, there's no grade.
No grade. Yeah. Okay. No. Just, yeah.
And you? It's nice to see you.
Back from my 50th birthday celebration last week, the tour down south. I played well most of the days. One day I just played awful. I was just completely awful.
What one of the 7 days was that? All of them?
Monday. Oh, Monday. Right. Monday was the worst day. I did not play well at all.
Any day that ended with Y, right?
Yeah, I picked up my ball a lot.
He bought 700 golf balls because it ran out.
I didn't use any of my new ones, though.
Well, you got 700 of them now. That's pretty good shape.
That's a ton of balls.
No, I didn't.
He has a ton of balls.
Yeah. Patty, it was nice talking to you. Bye-bye. I need the job. I know that everybody else in here does it, but I do.
Oh, okay.
2 weeks ago, you were gone.
Yeah, I was in Big Eagles.
Yeah, so yeah. It's been a while since the three of us have been together.
Yes, since we put the gang back together.
Almost a month, and Jimmy, we never noticed that he's gone, but he is a lot of times.
And I see you brought someone that's been with us before, Patty Gray Wan's with us. Good to see you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me back. Thanks, Janice.
And you're here today with the Glens Falls Collaborative talking about FitFest.
I'm going to talk about FitFest, but I want to talk about our cleanup day. It dawned on me that we have that this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yes.
This Saturday is the downtown Glens Falls cleanup day that will begin at 9 o'clock. We will be meeting behind Minky Mink, and the Glens Falls bid has been doing this with the Glens Falls Collaborative. I think this is our end of our second year. And we kind of come together and we get the brooms and the rakes and the bags and we take sections of Glen Street or South Street and we clean it up. And people will say, well, isn't that what the city's supposed to be doing? Well, you know what? We work together.
Yeah.
And this is community, it's community building.
It's one thing cleaning it up. It's another thing to put the elbow grease into it and get down to the nitty gritty.
Oh, my goodness. Especially after their spring one with all the sand from the winter.
Oh, boy.
But we wanted to actually get beautiful for the taste of the North Country. We're going to shine for that. So that will be the first thing that we will be doing. So we are looking for volunteers. So if people, it's a beautiful day, you have your own rake, your own shovel, show up 9 o'clock and we
a lot of sun 71. How's that?
That's a good day.
Perfect.
A good day to work.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. Yeah.
Well,
not going to get
and
hot.
And we have to say that the city is so great with our Take a Bite. They come in and clean up.
Yeah.
I mean, so many trash bins because, of course, every little Take a Bite that you have, you're throwing away that little plate or cup or something. And they are great. They take away a ton of trash for us.
Yeah. So I've had people say, "Why are you doing that?" And I go, "You know what? It is. It's
how about community pride?
Hello, that's right.
And that's just good answer. Hey! Like that. This is a Family Feud.
No, okay.
So volunteers, please come down for that.
And 9 o'clock Saturday.
9 o'clock behind Minky Meek, which is off of, I guess it's where like that little lap and lane, that kind of little area.
It's like a little alley back there.
Yes, and the Collaborative, we do provide refreshments, coffee, snacks, so, get a little workout.
So how long would the cleanup last, you think, until you're all done,
12.
Right?
We do it from 9 to 12.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And, do an hour. Yeah. I'm thinking about kids that are in high school that need a little community service.
Yeah.
We'll sign off on their little piece of paper.
Yeah, right.
You know your community service, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I know.
High schools are requiring kids to do it. That's really great.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a good way for them to learn about, instead of just dumping crap on the sidewalk and then pick it up.
Exactly, when they're picking it up.
Yeah, and say, okay, well, somebody did this, I should not,
So that's That's this Saturday.
Would Janice be serving tea and coffee?
I don't know.
Coffee, tea, or
it's homecoming weekend, and we still have to get a dress for my daughter. So.
I know where she's going to be.
Yes, you do.
Finders keepers.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Pete, you used to work in the fashion industry.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So if you need any help, Pete knows the fashion industry.
Well,
I mean, I am a former model myself.
Yeah. Who had a very bad problem walking down the runway with his zipper down on every and being on concert stages, zipper down. Every time I took him anywhere.
Build a million bridges. Show up to a few events with your zipper down.
Yeah, but there's 1,800 people standing there, and you're walking around with your fly open.
Listen, it was over 2,000. Come on.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, but right, then we'll talk about, now we'll talk about FitFest.
Okay.
Which is the following week, which will be October 4th.
What is it?
What is FitFest?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's new. I mean, we kind of started thinking about the collaborative. When people think of the collaborative, they think about retail, they think about restaurants, they think about how we do Take a Bite and the Wing Fest. Mm-hmm. But we actually, our fastest growing sector of the collaborative is the wellness and health. So we have dance studios and karate studios and chiropractors and acupuncturists. So we wanted to give them their time in the sun. You know what? They get an event. They get something that with a fest afterwards, because everything we do has something fest.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, so FitFest came up, and so we're going to do a fun walk run that will start on Maple at 11. Next year, we're going to move it up an hour. We learned.
Yeah.
And we're going to walk to Crandall Park, because they the beautification committee just put on that adult
exercise
that's all stationary.
Equipment. Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
so okay. You don't have to go to a gym and pay now.
Oh,
you
wow.
can just go for free in Crandall Park.
I like
that. If it's for free, it's free.
Get out of my way. I'm gonna
start working out?
I'm going to go out there and get on my Nordic track, man.
Yeah, it's like doing circuit training, but it's...
Yeah. But it's all right.
You're going to have to explain that to him after. He's never worked out.
People don't realize the fastest growing sector is over 60.
Yeah.
So instead of the playground swings, they gave us our own playground.
Wow.
So it's just kind of exciting. So we'll go there.
Does it have a cocktail lounge?
Not yet. It's 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a good time to start. Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Now that would bring him in. Isaac the bartender, he's not working anymore.
We are deteriorating. Let's go.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay,
we're going to go and then we're going to come back.
Let's get fit. Okay.
We're going to come back and we're going to have a festival from 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks that are going to be part of the festival, collaborative members get, every time we have an event, they're free. That's part of their dues.
Mm-hmm.
So, and other people, they're coming in, so if we hear, you know, someone's listening today and they say, wow, that would be really great for me, I could put my business out there, and it has something to do with health and wellness, the fee is $50 for the day, and which is really reasonable.
That's nothing. Yeah.
And
they get to show off.
Right. And basically, if they, you know, then they get to learn about the collaborative, we'll actually take that $50 and put it towards their dues next year, because, you know, we're about not just collecting that. Come on, join us. Right. The more, we have 105 members now.
Will Janice be serving tea and coffee at that one?
No.
Okay. All right.
Not Sunday morning.
Let me ask you this, Patty. Where do we go to get information about FitFest?
You can go to our website, which is glensfallscollaborative.com.
Very good.
And you can actually, Kate Avon Austin, you can actually register right online.
You can
pay online.
Wow.
You know, we're really getting, you know, like all this futuristic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then, like I said, so that'll be available. You can still, to run, it's $20 for adults, $15 for kids. You can show up the day, be part of the run. Might not be guaranteed a t-shirt, but you can actually participate. The monies that we're raising is going to the collaborative, so we can actually put more events downtown.
That's awesome. I like that.
That's
just
cool.
Getting everybody together for all sorts of different activities.
You know what, I'm waiting for the FestFest.
The FestFest?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's gotta be.
You want the beer fest? Come on.
Okay, I can do one of those if you'd like. I mean,
I'll be your DD. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that's the way I roll.
Yeah. FestFest. All right.
All right. So once again, your website.
GlensFallsCollaborative.com.
Very good. Thanks, Patty, for being in here this morning.
Yeah,
it's
thank
always
you.
Fun. Always fun. And
thank
it's,
you.
You give Pete a run for his money
she
every
does.
Time.
She does.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
No, you do.
Run,
you Listen, you see him running, you better go get new spectacles, because I've never seen that.
Well, okay.
So maybe. He just says fast walk.
Yeah. we call it a sachet around here.
Now or get, a skedaddle.
Or a skedaddle. Either one of those two. Now we get to talk to Janice because she's probably got some real cool stuff about insurance.
An insurance tip?
Well, you know, it's funny. I hadn't seen you in a while, Pete, and I missed you, and so I wanted to throw you a bone.
Okay, thank you.
But I don't know. After this morning, we've been kind of all over. But
okay.
I'm still going to do what I planned.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've got a riddle for you.
A riddle. Okay.
Oh, and first, I have to send a shout out to Hazel. She won our contest for the Washington County Fair and tickets from O'Brien Insurance. And she called and she goes, oh, you're on the radio. Oh, my gosh. I'm talking to the lady on the radio. So it was. She listens
That's
to us. So
good.
I just wanted to send
well,
a shout out to
Hazel.
Well,
we have that one listener.
Yeah.
So, okay. You ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
What do food poisoning, active shooters, and prison escapes have in common?
Active shooters, food
poisoning, and prison escapes.
Come on, Karnak.
I don't have an idea. Okay. No, I'm drawing a blank. Okay, go ahead.
All those situations disrupt business operations.
Oh. Now, who gave you that?
Follow the bouncing ball.
Because next time she calls, hang up on her, okay? For that one.
No.
So, that's our one listener. Stop.
Oh, stop.
No,
okay,
no.
Sorry.
So
stay there.
When your business operations are disrupted,
right.
You have bills for perhaps counseling, medical expenses,
yes.
Added security, public relations, all kinds of things. So if you're shut down and there's no revenue coming in,
you're
what
broke.
Do you do?
Oh.
Now, for situations or events that require the authorities to intervene, typically there's no coverage under your business policy.
Wow, really?
That's right. Acts of war, things like that.
Right.
Thanks, John.
But there is a new coverage available called crisis events coverage.
Really?
And it helps with those expenses and your loss of business income when there are events where the authorities have to be called in.
Wow.
And it's only about $250.
So, if somebody swipes a whole bunch of cash out of the till and you find out
That's different.
That's different. Okay. That's different there, Buffalo.
This is up north. You figure how much business they lost.
The business that they lost when those prisoners escaped.
And they should have had some insurance.
That's right.
Instead of nothing.
That's the kind of thing.
Oh, that's not good.
If you're in an area where, you know, near a prison.
Right.
The lodge had some food poisoning problems, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and people or you have a big pool and there's a problem with the water or whatever it is, you know, this kind of thing would then help you with your loss of business. So if you have a business and you might be concerned about these kinds of things, you can certainly come see me at 83 Bay Street.
Wow, I didn't know anything like that existed.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I got a big email from one of our carriers, and I was like, that's very interesting. So
that was smart.
Yeah, it was very smart.
They could stop in and see you.
Yes, 83 Bay, or you can call me at 793-5173.
Or
email me at jholding@obrienagency.com.
And bring your checkbook.
Or you could see me maybe at the cleanup or at FitFest. I don't know.
Yeah.
She'll be serving tea and coffee.
Yeah. All
right. Now, that's great advice
there.
That's
cool.
That's just smart money.
You don't really think about something like that because, I mean, you know, that's just the first prison break they had up north in 100 years.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think about it if there was something going on here. Remember when the helicopters were thinking that
there was a manhunt.
Yeah. And the manhunt and all of a sudden all the roads and you can't come in, the radio. Basically, what are you going to do? This is like.
Well, we can talk to them on the radio and tell them not to come in. So.
You can't get in.
Huh?
Yeah. I've seen that happen before.
What if you can't get in?
Oh, well, we can cell phone it to somebody who's here and do the whole thing.
What if nobody's here?
There's
always somebody here.
Well, we always got somebody.
Do you have a bed back there?
I have slipped on the floor before. It wouldn't be the first time.
Well, they blocked off Glen Street that time because we had an explosion downtown. I mean,
there was an explosion.
And shut businesses down for a whole lot of time.
That's
So that would take care of you.
Yeah, gas explosion, somewhere, and shut down.
It makes sense. And you need to, stop by the O'Brien Insurance Agency on Bay Street and get all the information.
Yeah, so Janice, not the other guy.
Patty, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
You taking him with you?
No.
Not this week.
Okay.
It's a homecoming. I got other things.
Yeah, no, okay. Well, Pete's been to a few of those. He's always been a homecoming queen, never
Stop,
been a king.
I've never been right. a homecoming queen either.
And a big thank you to the O'Brien Insurance Agency for providing this time here on CKM.